Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we taught that the strength of your belief in God's word and eternity is measured by the peace and abundance you have in trial and tribulation. Let's continue with that thought today. Oh, many mansions. Oh, that place is described for us in Revelation 21 and 22. That four-square city has many mansions. Four-square, 12,000 furlongs, which is about a distance from Denver, Colorado to the Atlantic Ocean. It'll be that wide, it'll be that deep, and it'll be that high. And that city will have 12 foundations. Each foundation that wide and that deep, the names of the apostles on them, and all those foundations of great precious stones and so pure, they become translucent when the light is shined through them. And the gates are of pearl. Each gate is of one pearl. Now, those are going to be great gates, but a gate of a pearl, boy, I'd hate to catch that oyster. But each gate of a pearl, and the walls and the streets are of gold so pure, it's like it's transparent glass. Many mansions, and Jesus Christ, the light, seven times brighter than the sun, not hotter, brighter. And when you think of the people that were standing on the new earth, and they look up and they see that great city of God coming down out of heaven, and the light shining through those translucent colors and all of that. Oh, what a beauty that man has never known. And forever. Oh, when we go back and forth from heaven and earth and we look up and we say, see there, that corner, and I live in that area there. And oh, my goodness, what a time that will be when my Savior I shall see. And that'll be forever. It'll make this life that is but a vapor that appears for a little time pass away. We'll realize that when we're in eternity, and wonder, why didn't I have eternity set up? Eternity for Jerusalem, and eternity for the believers in Christ. Jesus is tied to the promises of God. Trust Him. Trust and obey, for there is still no better way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. If that is only a stated belief, it will mean very little to you. But if you believe, you'll truly be happy and rejoicing in the Lord forever, that the sufferings of this present time will not be worthy compared, because you know the best is yet to come. And don't miss this. The strength of your belief in God's word and eternity is measured by the peace and endurance you have in trial and tribulation. Now let me say that again. Don't miss it. Please don't miss this. The strength of your belief in God's word and eternity is measured by the peace and endurance you have in trial and tribulation. Do you actually believe God keeps His promises? Then why not witness? Why not be faithful? Knowing there is eternal reward, and that eternal reward is great. It is great. See, we are biblicists. That's what we are. We are biblicists here. I am a biblicist. That is what a fundamentalist is. He's a biblicist. If he's a true fundamentalist, he is a biblicist. The Bible's the final authority. That's why in Acts 17:11, even when it's the Apostle Paul teaching and preaching, he says those at Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures to see if those things were so. Why? Because the Scriptures have greater authority than even the Apostle Paul. Therefore, There's joy in the heart, regardless of your circumstance, because we are acting on the promises of His Word, even if it's unpopular with the world, even the religious world, even in your own local church, even in your home. There's strength in the joy of the Lord. And so you just cling to the promises of God. And whereas all the promises to Israel are verified that day, we see in a coming day that victorious love will vindicate in that day. For in verse 21 it says, "For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." Primarily, God says, "I'll cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed." The word for cleanse is not the normal word that we see in Hebrew. Here it means to pronounce innocent. This was a judicial term for acquittal. During the tribulation, the Jews in the press and public will see much of their blood shed for either being a Jew or following Jesus Christ. It is such before the world that we read in Revelation chapter 11, verses 7 through 11, that two witnesses for Christ are so hated, and they're put to death by the Antichrist, and the world will rejoice. They'll have their bodies lying in the street in Jerusalem for 3.5 days, and the people to mock and laugh at. And they'll rejoice so much, they'll send presents one to another, just as we celebrate Christmas today. How civilized and how intellectually better when men are that have progressed. They slaughter others using false accusation and to send gifts to one another after those who told them the truth are unjustly killed. Murdering babies is just the beginning, along with the murdering by euthanasia and then death penalty. And by the way, I'm just giving you the ethics of the world. Yes, even the ethics of those who want to make America secular. But what about Christians? How civilized are they? They think of how much more mature they are spiritually. I went to Christian college. I went here. I did this. Yeah, but you're a gossip. Church has visitation. You don't show up. You don't say, "Well, I can't go to visitation, but I'm going to get a couple cards from the pastor. I'm going to go out door to door." You don't do that. You see, your Christian life is basically a bold-faced lie. And you hate to hear that, but it's the truth. But this is true for Satan in all ages. The day of love will express vindication for his bride from Adam to the rapture. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, it says this, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Well, in Jesus' day, the prophets before him were the Old Testament ones and the saints of that day. They too will enjoy the fruits of God, making his official vindication of them. I think people that day and the ones in hell will see them vindicated and victorious. I think that the Christian saved so as by fire and the man in hell that attacked the Christian that stood for right, I think that God will let them see the ones they've attacked vindicated. Many times in Israel's past, they'd repent, and God would forgive, but they'd go back to the same sins and be punished. And so God usually sent them into captivity or took the kingdom away. When he restores it, as Hosea in the Old Testament, buying back the adulteress, the harlot wife, he paid a price. For she, who had been his wife before. And my friend, there's something for us to learn from that. People may say some vicious and bad things about it. We need to pray for them. Love them. And you know what? If they do repent, don't hold anything against them, but restore them. Yes, they repent. They admit they're wrong. I've never liked this. You know what? I wronged you, but I wronged because you did this. No, that's not repentance. No, when a person takes full responsibility, you restore them that very moment. See, man was the crown of God's creation, but man fell. And now man is bought back with a price. The blood of Jesus Christ, just as Hosea's wife, was bought back by Hosea. But she had to be willing to go back. And so too, we. He's paid the price, but we have to be willing to go. Christian, in full-time service, you may be vilified now, or just living as you ought to do. You may be vilified. But if you'll stand and remain holy, boldly stand. The Apostle Paul and others prayed for boldness. Not quit. We'll be vindicated by God in eternity. I believe that. Do you believe God? Now, the cleansing of Christ's blood is not vindication, but salvation. For without the blood of Christ, there is no salvation. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, we read this, and almost all things by the law are purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. That is, there's no forgiveness. Or 1 John 1, 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.